I take my text from the introit of today's Mass, which the little children of the school choir chirped so angelically at the beginning of this Holy Day Mass. In the English it reads, "Ye men of Galilee, why wonder you looking up to heaven?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. At first glance, I always wonder why the angels are after the apostles for looking up to heaven and wondering. After all, what else should they be doing now but wondering? What a wonderful thing they've just seen. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, ascends into heaven, and of course they're watching, mouths agape. They're looking with love. They're wondering. And they're watching until the cloud comes to take him out of their sight. How could they disperse right away? But the angels come, dispatched by that same Son of God now. Why wonder ye? We would say, well, who wouldn't wonder? Besides, the Latin admiror transliterates into our English word admire. And this gives us the very adjective the Church always associates with the Ascension. Every day, in the first prayer after the consecration, during the canon of the Mass, the celebrant alludes to thine admirable ascension into heaven. It calls us, by its very nature, to stop our daily duties and to look. And that's what you're doing today on this Holy Day. You're getting a little wonder time in at this wonderful Mass on a Thursday morning. Now, one of the best ways of prayer, of meditation, is to wonder about something. That's what St. Ignatius says we should do. Who was there at Mount Olivet? It was Our Lady and the 72 disciples and the apostles. And what did it look like? What time of day was it? And then what was happening? And how did they feel in their own hearts when they saw our Lord go up? Ask questions about something, and there you're on your way to meditating. And then the word itself, admire, means to look with approbation or with love even. That's the art of prayer, isn't it? One of the French schools of prayer, I think Saint-Sulpice, makes us to admire a virtue as we see it incarnate, actually lived in our Lord's life or Our Lady. Besides, you and I should be so blessed as to be standing more often, not less, looking up to heaven, wondering, admiring. When Our Lady came down from heaven at Fatima, she urged the children and all the children of the world, all her children, to pray the rosary, which is simply that, to go through these events, to look up to heaven, to wonder about them and pray over them. I think, though, what the angels were sent to say is the same thing we saw just on Sunday. Yes, we should look, we should see this wondrous love, but this glance of prayer has to lead to deeds. Of course, it is love, the first look that counts, but still, it wouldn't be enough, say, for a mother to look with love at her baby in arms, but the diaper's leaking, she'd have to change the baby. You see how love always leads to action. The angels underline the point by asking the after they've asked the apostles why they're just standing there looking and admiring, and then they say, "The same Jesus whom you have seen going up will so return, and when he returns at the end, he returns as our judge." And while it is true, as the great contemplative John of the Cross teaches, he who looked so often with love at heaven, that at the end of the day, we will be judged on love, still, faith without works is dead. And our love necessarily leads us into action. Now, what impedes our deeds? What gets in the way? We all have times when the pressure of problems makes admiration give way to anxiety, and wonder to worry. It's quite overwhelming. And prayer, much less peace of heart, seems impossible. What to do? Well, this is our fourth step towards peace of heart, and it's a modest one. What to do? Do something. Do something to lessen your anxiety. Don't just stand there, locked by the look of what you see and wondering, how on earth will I do it? Don't just agonize over it. Do one thing. Well, two, actually. First of all, do one thing. I haven't prayed all fill in the blanks day or week or longer than that, perhaps. Or I realize I've got a big pile of my prayers awaiting me at the end of a day. How will I ever get through them all? Say one Hail Mary. I'm tired, and I just don't think I'd have time to be able to do my rosary tonight. Stop and pray one decade. But how can I? There's not even a single quiet place in the house to pray. Have you ever heard of busy mothers who lock themselves in the bathroom to say their prayers? Use your imagination. Just go ahead and do it. My house is a mess, and I'm so tired. Well, they say, choose one job. Just vacuum, maybe, or load the dishwasher. And it's the same with anything for our students. Just take one page. Well, Just take one page and one question on that page and start studying it and learn the answer. You'll feel better, and you will have started. And then you'll say to yourself there, well, that's not so bad. Can be done. And then on the strength of that one accomplishment, number two, our second step, go back again and pray a little bit, and then look at the problem. Wonder about the solution, and with angels' help, work out a plan. Instead of worrying about that test, why, work out a study plan. You've got bills to pay. There are plenty of checks to be written, but not so much to write them from in the account. Or you've got the whole family coming over for some holiday, and you are understandably anxious about it. You know how my family is. Well, stop, look up and pray, and then look at the problem, wonder about it, consider your choices, and then work out some kind of a logical program with steps. And then do just one, just the first. There are people, for example, who know they should come to Sunday Mass, but they live at a distance, or they're tired, or their health isn't what it was. And they worry, they wonder, but they never get here. If they came once, one Sunday, if they told themselves, next Sunday I'll come, I won't worry about the whole year. I'll just come this one Sunday. You see, it's a first step. You'd be surprised. You'll see. Why stand ye here? Quid admiramini? Why are you wondering? When there is no peace to pray, and indeed, it seems you're paralyzed by the problem you face, stop, look up to heaven, look at the problem, and then go, get busy, do one thing. It worked for the apostles. They went off with Mary to the cenacle and started to pray with her. It worked for the apostles. Took a nudge from the angels, but it worked. It will work for you as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.